A fruit bat?
Hey, now, I can't see. I'm a bat.
Are we in? Are we live?
We are live.
We're live. Jack, are we live?
Yes, we are.
Phenomenal. Listen up, ladies and motherfucking gentlemen. It is your boy, Michael Blaustein. We are traveling. We are moving. We are grooving. So this week is going to be a little different. So your boy, Michael Tufine Blaustein, is going to rock out like 30 to 40 minutes solo. Solo, bitch! Masturbating by my goddamn self while Jack watches. That is what Jack likes to do. He is a cuck. His wife told me so. Is that disrespectful? Isn't it so funny that once you say wife, everything is disrespectful? You can't, it's like you can't do that. It's like a sacred thing. Even me fucking around like that made me feel bad about it. Your wife is great. But the moment I say you're even your wife told me, that's crazy. You can't say that. Anyways, so I'm going to be on a little solo trip. Again, 30, 40 minutes, and then we'll have Trev do 30, 40 minutes, and Jack and our famous motherfucking editor, Alex, will splice it all together. So that is the episode you are about to motherfucking listen to. Listen to the same way Jack wife listened to me. See, doesn't that suck? I can't say that. And that's okay. That's how respect works, and I can't say that. But back in the day, dude, when you were like in sixth grade, you're like, yo, your fucking girlfriend's gross. No one cared. If you go, your wife is gross, dude, that's like, that's the difference is, and this is such a dumb take because this is very obvious. The difference is the wife is like your family. A girlfriend is like, I mean, a girlfriend, obviously there's so much respect. I'm talking about like early like days. But like, there's such a difference between like, oh, excuse me. Yeah, me and my wife are about to go to the mall. Yo, you're going to the fuck out of the mall. You're going to the mall. If you go with your wife, oh, I'm going to go with my girlfriend. Cool. What are you going to buy? Fucking ice cream? Dude, if you're going with your wife, you're buying bed sheets and a fucking blanket for your baby. Because you got both, dog. You got a fucking wife and you got a baby. Both
saying, I would say something disrespectful to someone's daughter. That's got to be the ultimate.
That trumps it. Because, dude, I almost get in fights when people, when I feel like people disrespect my fucking dog. Like, I feel the same. That's crazy to say, but like, I don't feel the same way. But in my head, I feel the same way as I do towards Greta, as you do towards your daughter, which is insane. That's an insane take. Of course, I don't. But like, I couldn't even imagine. So. But what I'm saying is like, I say that now because I don't understand what that feeling is like to have a daughter, right? So I know, like intellectually, that take is fucking awful because I know for sure that this is how I know for sure, because every family that you know that has a dog and then they have a kid, their dog becomes a fucking fourth class citizen. They forget the name of the dog. They wake up and they go, have we fed the dog this week? You know what I mean? Like, it just becomes like this thing where it's like, no, dude, I have a child now. It's totally different. So like, that's how I know it's different, because if you do like an A-B comparison, like when my sister has like a beautiful boxer that has fat tits. No, but like just a beautiful, it just sounded like I was like hitting on a dog. Fucking boxer's beautiful, dude. It's got a fat BBL. Oh my God. The doggy style is crazy. No, but my sister has a boxer, and they like, obviously they still like love it tremendously. It's like awesome. But the moment my sister had kids, I mean, that dog, nobody gave a fuck. Like it, like just bare minimum, just in terms of like, giving it like love and affection. It's like, it just doesn't, it obviously matters. My sister like loves her dog, whatever, but I'm just saying the idea of like a dog being equal to your kid is fucking crazy. Anyway, so the idea of me being like, oh, I love Greta the same way that you love your daughter is insane. But to your earlier point, Jack, yo, if you say something about someone's daughter, yo, I'm going to jail. Like, I'll go to jail if you, I mean, I'll go to jail if you say something about my girlfriend. I'll go to double jail if you say something about my wife. But I'll go to triple jail if you say something about my fucking daughter. Dude, guess what? Oh, really? Really? My daughter's a bitch? Guess what? I have a special set of skills that you, when you're sleeping, You're not going to wake up, bitch. I'm going to jail. I'm not scared of jail. You know why I'm not scared of jail? Because I'm a 5'8 dude with feminine hips. I will get what I need in jail. I'll suck everybody's cock and I'll get the right soup that I need in jail. I'm not scared of it. Because the thing is, if I just lean into what I would be in jail, I'm fine. I will be fine. You know what I mean? I know how to suck dick. I know how to jerk a dude off. I do. And like, if you give me 5 to 6 months to grow my hair out, like I could have a bob. I walk around with a fucking bob. People call me Michelle. I'm sucking everyone's dick. It's fine. My point is I'm not scared of jail because I know how to get what I want. I know how to stay alive. Okay. In jail. I'm fine, dude. I can back it up like fucking Beyonce. I make dudes come Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and I might take Sunday off because that's the Lord's day. But what I'm saying is, if you say anything about my daughter, I'm offing you because I don't give a fuck about my own life because all I care about is my daughter's life. So the thing is, I freak out when someone tells me to put Greta down on the ground in a fucking coffee shop. If you even look at my daughter in a weird way, I'm cutting your head off and putting it as a hood ornament on my old Oldsmobile. I don't even have one, but I'll go fucking buy one. How about that? I'll go buy an Oldsmobile. I'll take the hood ornament off and put your fucking head on it and drive it around. Will I get arrested quickly? Yeah. Who gives a shit? I already told you. I don't give a fuck about jail. I suck dick for a living. Okay? I don't got a gag reflex.
I mean, this is a crazy
dude,
a dude not having
a gag reflex, I don't even know, dude.
I mean, bar for bar, a guy most likely gives better head than a girl because he knows what he
feels. I agree. Yeah, well, everyone's so scared to fucking admit it. But I will say this though. I will say this. Most dudes won't admit it. But like, if a guy like puts his sexuality to the side for a second, I really do think that like it's a good argument. But if we're being in like real land, I don't know, man. I don't know, because I think women on balance are more giving. If I'm like, you know what I mean? I think if I'm sucking dick, I'm down there for 3 minutes and I'm like, bitch, can you come already? So I'm tired of giving.
All right. Here. All right. You get cloned. You clone yourself. You give yourself top.
Am I sucking my dick? Hold on. I don't think that's okay. I think that's against nature and God. You're saying if I clone myself and I have to suck my own dick?
Yeah. Are you beating every girl that's sucking your own dick? Yeah.
Well, yeah, because I know myself better. But I don't know other men better.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Sort of.
But yeah, I could make myself. If I clone myself, I can make myself come faster than any girl in the history of America. And it's not even close. I know where to go. Head, finger, it's over. Goodbye, 33 seconds. That's a new record. I got to go get Pinkberry. I don't give a fuck.
You also had a good, bringing it back to doggy style with talking about your sister's boxer. I was curious what seems like such a crazy term to call it doggy style, right? It only happened in the 1970s they started saying that.
Before. Yeah, that's a good question. What was the position called before that?
Yeah, so the Romans called it intercourse in the manner of wild beasts. So it's kind of like the same thing. Like it's always an animal. The Kama Sutra says cow position.
Dude, hold on. What do the Romans call it? Because that's fucking awesome. I'm gonna bring that shit back. I want to bring back bee's knees real bad. Like I want to start bringing back like certain things, and I want to say it. I want to start saying groovy, and I want to start saying bee's knees, and just say it casually, like it doesn't fucking matter. Like I'm like, yo, how did the Knicks play? Yo, dude, Jalen Brunson, holy fuck, dude, he had 9 assists. He plays like the bee's knees, and my boy's gonna be like, what the fuck did you say? And I'm gonna say, shut up. I cloned myself. I suck my own dick. I'm tired. Okay, hold on. What was it? Roman said. Wild, like sex, like wild beasts or something?
Intercourse in the manner of wild beasts.
I like that. Tonight, I'm going to say, excuse me, my girlfriend. Can I have sex in the manner of wild beasts? And she's going to say, what the fuck did you say? And I'm going to say, I'm sorry. I'll do the dishes.
Goddamn. This next ad is brought to you by Blue Chew. Ladies, gentlemen, anybody listening, make everyday hump day with Blue Chew gold. Is your girl giving you the look when she's like, oh, are you ready? And it's like, oh, you're about to be with that Blue Chew gold. That's right. That is arousal boosting. That means Blue Chew gold gets both of your head in the game. All right. I don't think you guys are getting it. Remember that scene in Wolf of Wall Street when Leo says, I'm not fucking leaving? That could be your dong on Blue Chew. Blue Chew Gold stays active in your system up to 36 hours. That's a long freaking weekend. Happy Memorial Day. She will memorialize it. That's round one. That's round two. That's round three. That's however many rounds you want to go. Make sure you stretch. Find a good place. Maybe apologize for the neighbors for all the noise you're about to be making. I don't know. But what I do know is the Blue Chew Gold. But what I do know is Blue Chew is trusted by over 5 million men. That's 5 million rock hard men. Listen, if you want to perform better in the bedroom, get Blue Chew Gold. It's a tablet, baby. They combine 4 ingredients into one powerful solution. 2 ingredients get you physically hard, and 2 that support your physical, mental arousal and desire in the brain. It works fast and lasts. Guys have to compete with experience in the bedroom with Blue Chew Gold. So fellas, have yourself a complete experience in the bedroom with Blue Chew Gold. There's a reason Blue Chew is the number one brand for better sex. Experience it yourself at BlueChew.com. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Right now, when you buy 2 months of Blue Chew Gold, you get the third for free with promo code SOCKS. That's promo code SOCKS. You'll receive an additional 10% off plus free overnight shipping on your first order. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast and the bedroom.
Goddamn.
So this is interesting. The land one was in the manner of a dog. And the Chinese was...
I eat the dog. I'm crushing. I'm crushing!
After mating deer. So it's always been animals.
Yeah, man, well, that's how animals fuck. It would be funny to like come up on an animal that's like fucking a missionary. That's also just so funny. Just like two dolphins just lovingly fuck is just so funny. And so it's just, and then two starfish are like, one has like a violin and the other one's singing Sam Smith songs. That'd be awesome. But yeah, dude, animals don't respect each other, dude. There's no missionary in the animal kingdom. What is that? Turn around. I got shit to do. I'm a baboon. I got a red ass. You want to see it? Here it is.
So the animals that give oral sex are fruit bats, bonobos, and bears.
Fruit bats? A fruit bat?
That's what they call your clone.
Oh! A fruit bat? This motherfucker fly around this. Hey, man, I can't see. I'm a bat. Why do they call it a fruit bat, dude? Because it dresses well and brings property value up? Why would... I'm fucking crying. Why do they call it? Does it eat fruit or something? Why do they call it fruit bat? What else did you That's so you? Fucking. Jack, that's a good call. That's a good call. Because how fucking dumb of a name would it be if it didn't eat fruit? Like, it just ate it ate bugs and stuff, and some fucking idiot was like, you know, it's fruit. That's fruit. Oh, that's so funny. So, but that's so crazy. So, but there's so many other animals that eat just fruit, and they didn't name it like a fruit giraffe.
That's
you know what
a
mean?
Great point.
It's so fun. Dude, the way we named animals is so dumb. And also, you know what's so crazy about animals too? Is most of the names that we know that animals are, that's not even the real name. Because fruit, they go, oh, it's a fruit bat. But the actual scientific name is
right.
You know what I mean?
Wait, what is the fruit bat real name? Scientific name. Because they don't call it like a deer bear or like a salmon bear. That's a good point.
Right.
Something you can't even pronounce. P-T-E-R, pituitary.
Petora Diddy, fuck, baby oil. but hold on. So, but fuck, what was I going to ask? So the fruit bat, this was going to ask. Isn't that funny? Because there might be specific fruit that the bat doesn't eat. You know what I mean? A fruit bat's like, I like blueberries, but if you have any fucking raspberries, I'll kill you. I'll kill you. I fucking hate raspberries. There's got to be a fruit that that bat fucking doesn't eat. Also, where is the fruit bat located? That's not how you say that question. But is there a specific area that fruit bats are besides WeHo? I'm crushing!
Africa, Asia, Australia.
What was the first one?
Africa, Asia, Australia. So not in America.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So what's in the meatpacking district? All right. Okay. Dude, meatpacking district is crazy to say out loud. So fruit bats give head, which that just makes the most sense ever. And what were the other animals? Bonobos? Yeah, bonobos are like humans. Right. I mean, yeah, bonobos are like humans. And what was the other one?
Bears.
Damn. Fucking Goldilocks taught them bears how to give. Hey, boy. Bears giving head. That's so funny, dude. If you came across a fucking bear getting head, oh my God. Because usually bears are scary. But a bear getting head on a tricycle, that's hilarious.
Yeah, this is interesting because, like, how do you know what the bear does or, like, any animal does in their free time? You're only watching them during certain hours.
So yeah, but there's some weirdos like that monkey lady, chimp lady, whatever her name is, that just like lived with chimpanzees for like 9 years. I mean, listen, all respect to her, but like there's something a little off if you're like, I'm gonna go live with lizards for 9 years. What are you doing with those lizards? Excuse me. What are you doing with those lizards? Are you gathering information? No, you're not. All the time. You're gathering information. All right. People love animals so much. And listen, all the respect if you love animals that much. But it is crazy that people are like, I'm going to go live in the Galapagos Islands and learn about turtles. All right. Do we need to know about turtles that much? Answer me.
I don't know my answer to that.
But you know what I mean? Yeah. Like why the fuck we need to know about turtles so much? Anyways, dude, I don't even know. My brain's firing on some weird shit, buddy. I'm on 4 hours of sleep. I did the craziest thing last night. I had a show and I got out late. And having a show, dude, you're all amped up on caffeine. The show was good. I'm feeling myself, blah, 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 whatever. I get home. And my girlfriend's asleep, of course. Oh no, we watched like 20 minutes of what's that show? What's the new Game of Thrones show? Double Dragon, House of Dragons. We watched like 20 minutes of House of Dragons. Then she wanted to go to sleep, which is super fair. It was like 1 a.m. And dude, I stayed up until almost 5 a.m. watching fucking HBO TV on my goddamn computer. I couldn't go to sleep. Dude, have you seen that show, The Pit?
I love The Pit. That is the one show I binged, actually.
Bro,
that is a show you don't sleep to.
I couldn't stop watching it. I was just like, because it's so bingeable because it's like if you guys don't know, whatever, it's like a hospital show. And every episode is each hour of the guy's shift.
There's so something about that makes it bingeable, yeah.
Yeah, because you're like, oh, this is from 2 to 3. But what happens from 3 to 4? But then what happens from 4 to 5? And then just crazy shit happens every single episode. And dude, I watched I watched till 5 a.m. I was like, Mike, you got to go to fucking sleep, bro. I had to wake up early to like finish the edit for my posting today. And so like I went to bed at like close to 5, like 4:45, whatever. I woke up at 8. I am on no sleep. Dude, sleeping, this is the dumbest thing I've ever said. And that's hyperbolic because I've definitely said dumber things than this. But sleeping is so fucking important. Your body just like crumbles. I mean, I don't have to tell you this, Jack. You're on like 18 minutes of sleep every day because you have a daughter. But like your brain just goes, nope, not working. I was trying to formulate sentences in the morning. I couldn't even like get it like a very normal sentence like, hey, do you want to go get a coffee instead of having a coffee here? I was like, do you want to get the coffee in the outside? What? What was that? I've been talking for a lot of years. My body, it's like your body just shuts down if you don't have sleep one time. I mean, we gotta get, dude, our bodies are fucking fascinating, but we gotta improve that part. And maybe it's just taking Adderall or doing cocaine or some shit, but it's like, dude, and then your brain starts thinking all fucking weird. You know what I mean? I'm walking around. I'm like, oh, dude, I can't problem solve is the thing. I was literally getting out of the car. It was the dumbest, the simplest issue I couldn't fucking figure out. And I had like a fucking meltdown. You ever have those moments and the answer is yes, you have a daughter. But you ever have those moments where you have like a bunch of shit in your hands and you're trying to figure out what to put down on the car so you can close the door. And then you have a coffee in your hand as well, so you can't spill it. And I'm like, I'm holding Greta, but I don't want to put her on the ground because I feel like the cement's too hot and I can't close the door and I'm trying to avoid cars. And I almost had a fucking meltdown. And I'm like going to the farmer's market and I'm having a melt, like what a fucking LA meltdown. But it's just like my brain couldn't figure out what to put down first and not get Gigi hit by a Nissan Maxima. Like, but it was like it's like the easiest. It wasn't like the Hellraiser puzzle. It was like four things in your hands. Just be a fucking adult and start putting shit down and figure it out. But my brain couldn't fucking do it. God damn. Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast is sponsored from our friends at Cash App. Cash App can do way more than you think to make your money work for you. If you direct deposit at least $300 in paychecks each month and use the Cash App card for purchases, you can earn interest on your savings. No hidden fees, no minimum freaking balance requirements. Okay. Also, you can hit your savings goal even faster by turning on Roundups on your Cash App card. With Roundups, every purchase you make using the card is rounded up to the nearest dollar, and that spare change is automatically put into your savings. Dude, don't let your money sit around and gather dust. Make it work for you. Take advantage of interest savings on Cash App today. New Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use code CASHAPP10 in their profile at signup and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. Terms apply. Cash App is a financial service platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App Bank partners, prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC, Cash App Visa Debit Flex cards issued by Sutton Bank, members FDIC, and the Bancorp Bank, N.A., pursuit to a license from Visa USA Inc. See terms and conditions for Sutton Bank prepaid card, Sutton debit flex card, and Bancorp debit flex card. Cash App Green features savings, direct deposit, roundups, overdraft coverages, and discounts provided by Cash App, a Block Inc. brand. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosures.
God damn.
I do not work well with no sleep. I can do like 6-7 hours, but dude, if I get like 3-4 hours, it's over. I can't formulate a thought. I couldn't put an outfit together in the morning. This is not a Tom Ford fashion show. I couldn't fucking, I ended up picking a white shirt and fucking navy blue pants. It's not a big deal. But like in your like sleep deprived head, it's like, no, but the shoes don't match. Who gives a fuck? You're not going to do your Netflix special. Just put a fucking outfit together. I couldn't problem solve. It's my brain does not work well. Also, what's gray matter?
Yeah, I have no idea. I didn't look it
up. It's like people are like, oh, you sleep more and the gray matter leaves your head. Well, why don't we come up with a pill that eliminates gray matter so we can fucking live better?
Good point,
dude. But I did a show.
My thought always that thought actually came up with me when I watched The Pit. It's like they always seem tired, and
yes,
they have to like you know save people. So like if you were feeling like you were and you had dude. To go into work at the hospital, no. How are they doing that?
No, nope.
You can never fuck. Like you can never not get sleep as a doctor.
I know someone walks in with a gunshot. Help me. What do I do? I would say, oh man. Owie, cowie, hurdy, wordy, do you need some meal sporin? And I pass out. These motherfuckers are cutting people open with a goddamn scalpels. And then they say all this crazy shit. Like, I need 19 cc's of Oxycontin and an enabler, and I need the juicinator, and I also need a fruit bat. What are you talking about? How do you know all this shit? And you know what's crazy, too? It's like, this motherfucker says all this shit and the nurse goes, got it. And then walks like 14 feet away and brings all the shit. Dude, if that was me, the doctor would say six things. I would take three steps and have three steps back to the doctor and be like, repeat all of that. Also, can you just write it down? Why are you screaming at me? Just write it down. I think I've said this before, but it fucking reminds me of like when I watch like detective shows, like back in the day, I used to watch like NYPD Blue and shit. And like the sergeant would be like, you got to go check out the family's house. And then the detective would be like, what's the address? And the sergeant would be like, it's 1609 Three Farm Lane. And the guy goes, got it. And just walks out of the door. If that's me, I say, okay, got it. I get in the fucking car. I turn the lights on and be like, nope, I don't got none of those. I'd have nothing what he just said. I'd have to go back in there and be like, sergeant, repeat everything you just said to me. He'd be like, you're fired. I'd be like, cool. I clone myself. I suck my own dick. What's good? It's Tuesday. Do you know what I mean? Does your brain work like that? Or you just get it?
It's like my brain purposely turns off once someone says, can you remember to say that? Like, can you remember?
Yeah.
And then in my brain, I'm going, okay, I'm going to remember this. But in my brain, I'm just saying in my brain, okay, I'm going to remember this. I'm not actually listening to him.
Yeah. The only way I can remember numbers I get you. The only way I can remember numbers, dude, is if I shorten the numbers, right? So if it's like 237890, I'll just go 234690. So then I only have to remember three numbers as opposed to six. And then what I do too, and I start associating numbers with basketball players. So then I just go Michael Jordan, Sean Kemp, Anthony Hardaway. And then I got it. Then I could just think about their heads, and then I got it. Then I can look down at my brain. Oh, Tim Hardaway Senior. He was number 10 in the Warriors. Okay, so 10, whatever. Like that's how I do it. But if I can't associate with someone, I'm fucked.
Yeah,
I'm fucked because I'll just walk in. If I have like an Airbnb code, I'm like Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, and fucking Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Got it.
That's smart.
I got it.
It
is smart.
But then you're just remembering words.
What do you mean? Oh, but I can remember. Like, but a word to me is a visual. Like, I can remember strawberry pencil rollerblade. But if you break that shit, you know what I mean? I can. It's because like, I'm good with like pictures.
Oh, it doesn't go the other way. Like, you don't think strawberries won?
No, I gotta go strawberry. If I remember strawberry. Yeah. But dude, it's so funny to your earlier point when you're like, when someone goes, hey, can you remember this? And then you tell your brain to remember it. And then that's the thing. That's the thing you say to yourself to make yourself forget. It's the same thing when a girl goes, don't come. You go, well, I'm coming. Here it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's so.
Wow. So maybe she is incepting us to get it over.
Yeah.
With.
Yes. Whoa. Well, dude, I've said that for years. And I've said it on stage and I've had people say, yes, that's right.
Oh, really?
That like, yeah. Well, yeah. When the girl's fucking do it. I want you to come. Go. It's like, they don't want it. They just want to be over.
Right.
What you know?
Don't come though. Is that what's that called? Psychological tactic.
Warfare. Oh, no, it's,
what's that called?
Hold on, don't look it up. It's called reverse psychology.
Reverse, yes.
Bitch, Daryl Strawberry. Reverse psychology. Anyway, so I watched The Pit and I couldn't fucking stop watching this shit. It was unbelievable. But to your point about being tired, because they all look super sleepy, my sister's best friend is like a high-level doctor. And I asked her the same question and she's like a sister to me. She goes, Michael, I have to save people. So sleep is like the last thing that you worry about. Like your brain just cues in. Like you just, and you have to have that specific type of brain. Like my mom doesn't need sleep. My mom can sleep 4 hours, wake up 3 hours, wake up and be like good to go. And I think you need, because there's, I forget the percentage, but there's a certain amount of people that don't need that much sleep to function. I am not that type of person. But I think a lot of those people that work in the ER they need to have those brains, or they just train their brains to just fucking fire. But I think if you're going to be a good doctor, you almost need that type of brain to not need that much sleep. But also do with you, right? It's like you went from getting, you know, enough sleep, like more often than not, to getting no sleep. And yes, you're tired and your brain functions a little less, but like, you know that you're like taking care of your daughter. So like, don't you feel like your body just kind of cues into like what it needs to do, or no?
Yeah. No, yeah, you're right. Yeah. But it's just like, it's weird that they chose to do that. Well, I guess I chose to come inside, so never mind. My argument was going to be that doctors chose this lifestyle. And why would you ever choose that? I guess that's how like they're built different. Is I would never choose. I always think about that when I'm watching that show. I would never choose this lifestyle. What is the point of this?
Fuck no. Well, dude, it's a fucking God complex, bro. Like if you walk into the hospital and someone goes, "I need your help, or I'm going to die." Like the feeling of that, to take someone from like near death into stable condition, into like full recovery, that's gotta be crazy. And they don't do that once a shift. They do that like whatever the fuck, 10 times a shift. So you gotta leave the hospital, obviously exhausted, obviously like emotionally drained like a motherfucker. But it's like, you know, people are like, "I just wanna feel fulfilled. I feel like my job at Men's Warehouse doesn't make me feel fulfilled." That job makes you feel fulfilled. You could have bad shifts. Right. You know, you could have bad shifts and be like, "Well, that fucking 23-year-old got into a motorcycle accident and I accidentally cut off his head because I was too tired." Like, that's not a good shift. And I'm sure they have many of those. My mom was an ER nurse. And it's like, those many a shifts that you feel awesome, and there's tons of shifts where you're like, "Bro, like what? Like, what is this life? I couldn't do it." Dude, I have to, like, I'm watching a TV show and I know it's a TV show. There's times that I was watching last night, I had to turn my head because they're cutting with a scalpel and they do like a close shot of it and they see the blood come out. I know it's fake, but I still get squeamish.
Yeah.
It's crazy that a surgeon just like cuts someone's fucking head open, does like, you know, Joe Biden brain surgery, and they put the head back on and they staple that bitch back up and they go, "Okay, you're good." Dude,
a surgeon is on a different level. Surgeon, check their hard drives. What, they're just cutting people open all day?
Yeah,
that's like that's a different mindset than just like the ER doctor.
For sure, my mom always said that like surgeons are like super like on 10 egotistical. Like surgeons are always like the dudes that are like, "Give it to me, I'll fucking save them." Like they always want to cut people open. Like they don't want to like try other shit. What's up?
Yeah, just like the show that happens.
Oh, yeah, just like the show. Yeah. It's so funny. I mean, it's so funny to be like, my mom was right. But yeah, you work in the fucking ER for 10 years. Like, you obviously get it. But like, they always want to like, "Move, I'll cut." And then the doctor's like, "Or we can just give him CPR. I mean, we don't have to cut the fucking arm off." Yeah. It's insane. But yeah, my old videographer, his wife is an ER nurse. And it's like, you almost can never complain about anything else because they come home and like, he's like, "I'm tired. I just got done doing shows in Orlando and I had to drive 2 hours." And his wife's like, "Oh, cool. Well, I lost 3 kids today." So, you know, you can never, it's kind of a shitty situation because you almost can never complain about anything. "My back hurts. Oh yeah. I lost a 93-year-old on the fucking operating table and it was my fault because I dropped my fucking Motorola Razor in their lung."
Yeah, that's got to actually be tough to date someone that does that.
Oh, dude. It's such a cool person to be around. Yeah. But like, yeah, man, the emotional drain on that job must be bananas. What's this? What we got?
Since we're in the medical, medical, Viagra may help stop cancer from spreading.
Yeah.
Not from the effects of blood flow, but by disrupting how tumor cells manage cholesterol. So my question was,
okay,
are you taking a Viagra every day to stop your cancer, but you have to have a boner walking around everywhere? That's my hypothetical.
Yeah. I'm walking around rock hard. People are like, "Wow, this guy really loved the Spider-Man movie." Skip a shit. Yeah, dude. You ever heard of fucking Nip tuck my pee-pee underneath my belt? I'm good. I'd rather not have fucking testicular cancer. I got it out. Don't fucking worry. I'm on 4 hours of sleep. Testicular cancer. You know what I mean? I'm fine with that. I'm walking around. I'm having people play fucking yard games on my cock. Throw rings on it. Here's a teddy bear.
It's eventually going to hurt that much, that many, like, sure. That long of a boner for that many years.
Yeah. You might awful. Have to it's going to
get
be,
the cancer.
It's going to be awful. No. I'd rather have a boner. I'd rather have a boner every single day than have to wear a pink hat.
So you said fuck Spider-Man. You don't care about Spider-Man or Marvel or anything.
Have you ever I don't know, man. I feel like every Spider-Man movie I've seen, I don't dislike them, but I feel like every Spider-Man movie I've ever seen is the same fucking thing. Guess, oh, let me guess. He gets bit by a spider. Oh, cool. Let me guess. Mary Jane comes in. Oh, guess. Let me guess. They fucking kiss. Cool. They've done that movie 4,000 times. Is this new one different? I like, what's his name? Not Andrew Garfield. What's the new one? What's the new one's name?
Tobey
Maguire? Tim Holland? No. What is it?
Yeah.
Tom Holland?
Yeah.
Tom Holland. He's great. I think he's a fucking awesome Spider-Man. No disrespect on him. But it's like, I feel like it's the same movie. Is there like a new premise of this movie? I know it's crushing in the box office.
Honestly.
Can you just look up the premise? Because going to high school getting bit by a fucking spider. Mm-mm. Here's the thing. I want him to get bit by another type of thing. I want him to get bit by a homeless man and he turns into a homeless man in one of these things.
That is the premise. He starts to turn into a real spider. He like has a mutation or something. Yeah.
I want him to turn into a fruit bat. Call bat.
Goddamn.
Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast is sponsored from our friends at GLD. Fellas, summer is here. Festival season, beach trips, and weddings. Dude, you're not hiding under a hoodie anymore. So the details matter. A clean chain or bracelet takes a basic fit and finishes it without you even freaking trying, dude. They've got everything, dude. GLD got freaking everything. Chains, pendants, bracelets, watches, official collabs with the NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. So you can rep your team this season. Over 2 million customers, 50,000 five-star reviews worn by Justin Bieber. Mika. Is it Mika or Micha? Micah? Michael Parsons, ASAP Rocky, and every single piece is guaranteed for life, dude. It's a no brainer. So for limited time only, new customers are getting an insane deal. Use code SOCKS to get 40% off at GLD.com. That is 40% off with code SOCKS at GLD.com. After you purchase, they will ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them our show sent you. Dude, it's time to lock in and upgrade your style this summer with GLD.
Goddamn.
Yeah, but everyone forgot who he was from the last movie, and then I'm pretty sure he's turning into like a real spider, and he's had some like mutant stuff. But my question was always, why did Spider-Man do the best out of all the superhero movies? And I'm guilty of it as well. Like, I love Spider-Man more than every other character.
You know why? Because I think it's the most relatable thing, and the most like I feel like his story is like his global story, I think, is the most relatable. And I think it's the deepest, right? It's like he gets, you know, he was raised by his like grandma. There's like a lot of heart in it. And he's also like a nerd. There's a lot of heart in it. There's a lot of that, like he's getting bullied and then he gets like bit by a spider and now he's stronger than everyone. Like there's a lot of like things that people can like latch onto. And it's just a really entertaining story. And he's also like smaller. So I just feel like most people, remember when like Steve Nash was the point guard? I feel like so many people loved him because it was like, he's 6'1". I'm only 6 foot. Maybe I can be in the league. Like you can like put yourself in that position. But then you look at like Wolverine and you're like, I don't know, fucking can't be Wolverine. This guy's huge, big claws. I can't even picture myself doing that. But the Spider-Man thing is like, you can just kind of walk around like even Superman's from another fucking planet, but Spider-Man, I feel like you can like latch onto. And I feel like the thing is he's super young too. But I think like, I think kids in general can be like, oh, like he's only, you know, a freshman in high school. Like he's not so unattainable. Like, again, if you watch like Wolverine, like kids are like, I can't be, that's really cool, but I can't put myself in that position. That's why I think it does really well.
Will you go see it or no?
No.
Have you seen any of the other three?
I
of the new ones.
I don't think so, dude.
I've seen
the first Tom Holland, because dude, he's been in more than three.
Well, there's been Marvel Avenger movies, but his three own movies.
I saw the first one. I didn't see the second one or the third one. I don't know, man. It's got to be like a really unique type of movie for me to want to go to the movie theater to watch it. I'm not like I wanted to watch like Obsession in the movie theater. I want to see Odyssey in the movie theater. But the thing is, man, I'm probably not gonna. I'm probably just gonna wait until that shit comes out on like Amazon and watch it.
There's two different types of people. People who go see Odyssey and people who go see Spider-Man. Well, and people who will see both, but I'm the Spider-Man guy. I don't care about Odyssey at all.
Oh, you're the Spider-Man guy.
Yeah.
I would go, honestly, bro, if you were in town and you hit me up, you're like, yo, I'm about to go see Spider-Man. You want to come through? And I had some time, I would go. Like, to go with you would be fun. I think to go with friends would be really fun. None of my friends like go to movies like that.
Yeah,
like,
I go
to yours?
No,
you go alone. You're an alone guy.
I think movies are made to be like seen alone, peaceful.
Wow, really?
I go at 9 a.m. That's my favorite time to go. Yeah, wake up, have a coffee, and watch a movie. It's the best way to start a day.
You know what, dude? I want to make fun of you, but that actually sounds great.
Yeah, it really is. You should try it just once. Like maybe when you're out of town, like on a Saturday morning or something, it's one of the best feelings.
Yeah. But dude, I mean, I have a movie theater that's like walkable from my house.
Oh. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Dude, I might do that. That actually, dude, are movies at 9 a.m.?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Why?
Yeah, I'm going to go Tuesday.
9 a.m. is crazy.
Yeah. It's awesome. Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna try that. I like that. Because also that too, it's like, you don't have to like, I think a lot of these like, during the night, like you feel like you have to like wait for people, like whether like if it's your like girlfriend want to watch the movie or like your friends want to see the movie or your brother, whatever the fuck. But I think if you see the movies during the day, this is a horrible take, but I think if you see the movies like during the day, you feel like you don't have to like wait for people. You can be like, oh man, dude, I saw it in the morning. It was just like this thing. But like if you go, yo, I went to the movies at night, people are like, bitch, you didn't fucking invite me.
Right.
Nobody wants to get invited to the movies at 9 a.m.
Exactly.
Before you have eggs for Tata, you want to go see fucking Spider-Man? It's crazy.
Yeah.
Do you eat anything in a 9 a.m. movie? Do they sell like eggs over easy?
Actually, I bring in like a Wawa like breakfast sandwich and a coffee. Because there's barely anyone in there.
Oh, dude, I like this idea.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I like this idea. I'm going to try it. I'm honestly going to try it. Fuck, I wish I didn't have a fucking flight so early tomorrow. I'd literally try it tomorrow. Anyways, that's great.
Yeah. All right, let's do a sock talk.
Sock talk, let's do it, baby.
All right, so this is from Frank. He wants you to rank your top four red things.
My top four red things.
Yeah, so we're going to put up a poll after this because Trevor's
going
to rank his four.
My top, is it four? That's such a random number.
Not Rushmore.
Like, hold on. I'm trying to think of like, I don't even know if I don't own a lot of red things. I don't own a lot of red things. This is oddly challenging. I don't own a lot of red things. I don't own red clothing. My car's not red. I don't have any like red watches. I have no like, I don't even really like the color red, to be honest. I don't even like the color. Like, I don't. It's a kind of like a hat color to me. All right. This is top four red things in no particular order. I love code red.
Well, that's a good one.
Like, I love code red. I haven't had it in so long, but like literally my mouth waters just the thought of it. Code red. Mountain Dew is incredible.
Good one.
I like, the Redskins, the football team. Cut that. I don't think we'd use that one. I like the Maryland Terrapins basketball team. They're red.
Okay. That's a good one.
Okay. That's a good one. Yeah. I like, What about the red record button on a camera?
That's a good
press
one.
It, red record. Good. I'm reading this book, The Red Rising. That's red.
Wow. That's good.
I like when you leave a red mark with your hand during coitus.
That's a good one. Red spank. On yourself, right? Or do you like it on someone else?
On someone else.
On someone else. That's a good one.
Actually, that actually is hard.
God damn. This episode is brought to you by Zippix nicotine-infused toothpicks. Zippix gives you a clean, convenient, and surprisingly satisfying way to curb your nicotine cravings without smoke, without vapor, without the long list of synthetic ingredients you find in most modern nicotine products. No smoke, no vape oils using going into your lungs. Just a few simple ingredients using quality, plant-derived nicotine, and you can use them anywhere, including places where smoking and vaping are banned. You ever been on an airplane? There you go. They come with delicious flavors and come with either 2 milligrams or 3 milligrams of nicotine for a slow, controlled release. It satisfies the oral gratification pause and that hand-to-mouth habit you have with smoking and vaping. Tastes better, less abrasive than pouches, and they're made right here, proudly in the U.S. of A. Take control of your nicotine consumption. Don't let it control you. Zippix also makes caffeine and B12 toothpicks. Or if you're trying to reduce your nicotine intake, they've got you covered. Hundreds of thousands of customers have already made Zippix part of their routine, enjoying the flavor, the convenience, and the control. I had some of these energy ones. They are freaking awesome. I love them. You pop one in, you chew on it, you toss around, and you look sick AF doing it. Who doesn't want to be a toothpick kind of guy or gal? Give your lungs a break and try Zippix nicotine toothpicks today. Get 10% off your first order by using code SOCKS at checkout. Only at ZippixToothpicks.com. That is Z-I-P-P-I-X toothpicks.com. You must be 21 or older to order. Warning, nicotine is an addictive chemical. Zip more, smoke less with Zippix nicotine toothpicks.
God damn.
All right, and now secret cool. Sock.
Yeah, why, yeah,
this is a question for the guys. Yep. Why, when guys are about to nut, do they start going harder? I don't get it.
I don't get it either, but I'm telling you, it's the truth. I mean, I could put a hole through like Madison Square Garden wall. Like I think it's the extra PSI. Like, I think it's the juice is going and then it needs the extra oomph, but it is, yeah, it's extra. It is extra. I like it.
That's a podcast.
That's a podcast. Hey, that is a podcast from Michael Blaustein. On to Trevor Wallace.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your boy, Lieutenant Trev. Trevor Wallace checking in. Michael and I have been all over the freaking country. And so I'm tagging on the second half of this podcast. So I hope you enjoyed Michael's rants. I'm sure it had to do with something about his dog biting someone. Something about 15-year-olds playing basketball. And something about him trying something for the first time ever. Something so simple. Guys, I don't know if you like maybe I'm late to the game, but like, bro, I've been drinking water my whole life. I put some ice cubes in it. Fucking game changer. Blow my dick off. Did he say any of those?
No, but that's pretty close. I mean, he definitely talked about cloning himself and how he would probably give himself the best oral out of anyone in the world.
I would not at all. That'd be awful. The whole time, I'd be like, this is so annoying. And why isn't it bigger? Yeah, why isn't it bigger? You know what? To be honest, I would like to see from that point of view what I'm working with. I'd be curious. Wow. I would just be like, you know, because like it's an aerial view thing. And I think it's like, you know, I don't know if the camera adds 10 pounds or whatever the hell they say. But like, you know, from looking down, fine. But that mirror angle, you're like, hold on. That side profile, hold on. I would just want to see it from that angle. Or if I ever got my head cut off, I you know how you can see for 10 seconds after getting a head cut off? I would just want to be down there. Just like kind of see what I was working with. Head cut off, head. Yeah, that's a very Michael thing to say. It's a very Michael thing to say. Me personally, let's see, I was in Chicago and, you know, I don't think and we talked about it last week a little bit about my fucked ass travel. I don't think I'm recovered from that. I wish there was on United's website a button you could click to file a lawsuit. They have altered my brain chemistry for the past week. And then again yesterday, another delay, 3 hours. I don't know what's going on, but that's not important. That's not important at all. I did some shows in Chicago. They were so effing fun. Oh my goodness. Stand-up belongs in a comedy club. Theaters are awesome and fun, and it's a performance, and it's ta-da. It's big. It's Broadway. It's Sebastian. But comedy clubs, when they're right up on you, oh my God. Some great moments, some great times, so much fun. Glad to be touring again. Just announced some Europe, UK dates. Well, I'm also doing like Netherlands, Germany. I haven't told my parents I'm going to Germany. I think they're like, my mom was mad at a couple years ago when I first started gaining any success on the internet. I got a BMW used. We all know it. We wanted the M3, got the 4 Series, used coupe. Hello now. And my mom was like, Trevor, why are you getting a German car? You're supporting them. And now I'm going to Berlin, which is somehow in Germany. Berlin sounds like its own country. Berlin is in Germany. And I'm going to Germany. And if you don't think there's going to be a couple clips or two, I'm going to make every German person in there say, I'm sorry for what I did to you guys. Like I don't know if you've seen those videos. Gideon? There's a guy, he's a YouTuber who catches like the peds. And he'll be like, we'll release you if you say like, I'm sorry, daddy. Or like, if you get on your knees and say, I'm sorry. Something like that. I don't know. I saw a clip on TikTok. I'm going to do that to the German crowd. I'm going to say, guys, I'm not starting this show until you apologize for what you've done. And so they're going to be like, but what do you mean? That was so long ago. That was so long ago. People don't forget. So I don't know. I don't know why I'm going to Germany. I'm excited. Maybe. I don't know. But the problem with going international and global, you go to a town and you go, this is the same shit as everywhere else. I've been around a lot of countries. I've been fortunate enough to go to more places than I would say 90% of the world has been. And it's awesome. But sometimes you land in a place and you go, this is Seattle. Melbourne, Australia. I go, this is fucking Seattle. This is Portland, Oregon. This is New York City. I don't know. I the only difference with Germany is it's going to be, they talk a little funny. And sometimes they go, they say the word nine. But whatever. I talked to some Germans at a crowd before and that was a lot of fun. And we, you know, we had our riff-raffs. We had our fun.
I wonder they teach World War II in Germany.
They go, we were right.
Is it like going over like you lost the championship and you're trying to break down how it all went down?
Or you know what I think it is? And I don't know anything. I don't know shit about fuck. But you know how hotels don't have a 13th floor?
Oh yeah.
I think their history books go World War I and then to the pandemic. And then you're like, hold on. Whoa, 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 whoa. What happened here? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, honestly, they're probably tired of hearing it.
Yeah.
I don't know. But again, if I was a German comedian and I came to America, I'd be like, oh, school shootings are crazy. I'd be like, you know, like, I don't know. I'm going up there wearing a fucking yarmulke. I don't really care anymore. Don't know. I think it'll be fun. I'm excited. I'm sorry, Mom. I don't know. My mom's going to be like, no show in Tel Aviv. I should. I bet crowds in Israel are great. I also hope that none of these places I'm performing are like, I don't think they are, places where they're like, you have to regulate what you're saying. Because I know there's comedians that went to like Saudi Arabia and stuff like that. And they're like, you have to regulate what you're saying. Mm. I doubt it's going to be like that for any of these shows. But
isn't that interesting that like if you go to Dubai, you can't like it seems like the party place in the world and you can't even drink.
Really?
Yeah. It's illegal.
Yeah. I mean, you come back and you go, we really do have a lot of freedom here. Yeah. You really
seriously
do. You can buy a buzz ball at a gas station, crack that sucker open, hop in your Chevy Silverado and just let it ride. And now you shouldn't. You physically can, legally you can't. But I don't know. Sometimes, like, I guess maybe that is the learning curve that you come back with. Instead of me landing in Berlin being like, this is the same as America with different accents. Like, you go, well, there's some freedoms they have, some they don't. I guess we're, you know, America, we got freedom of speech. Isn't that awesome? You have freedom of speech. You can look the president in the, you can out loud say, like, fuck our president. And then everyone is like, well, that's your opinion. But in other places, you say that, and all of a sudden you go missing.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you're missing posters and your missing websites also go missing. Just sweep you under the rug. I don't know, bro.
Talking about buzzballs, Tony Romo got fired from CBS for week one of announcing. And I was curious if that commercial, like, is there any problem with the commercial now?
So he's only fired from the first week, or he's fired kicked off?
Right now it's the first
week. Wait, only week one?
Yeah.
Motherfucker didn't get fired. He's on timeout. God damn. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. You've heard me and Michael talk about BetterHelp for a long time, but I don't know if we've ever actually talked about how much people love this service when they use it. You can check out for yourself at betterhelp.com/reviews to see amazing customer reviews in real time. The reviews are updated every day with hundreds of people saying how much they love BetterHelp and how helpful it's been to them. So if you want, please visit betterhelp.com/reviews to see for yourself. BetterHelp has an average live therapy session rating of a 4.9 out of 5 stars based on over 1.7 million client review sessions. The feedback from people who have actually used the service speaks for itself. Listen, there's a reason more than 6 million people have used BetterHelp globally. The consistent feedback and real users make it easy to see why so many people continue to choose BetterHelp. BetterHelp therapists have at least 3 years and 1,000 hours of hands-on experience. They also hold all required education, training, and certificates across a range of medical health specialties. BetterHelp makes it easy to get started. Answer a few questions, get matched with a therapist based on your needs, switch therapists at any time if it's not the right fit. See the reviews, see what stands out, and see if BetterHelp is right for you. Visit betterhelp.com/socks. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/socks. Goddamn. I hope it doesn't affect that commercial. This is supposed to be my big break.
That was just funny.
This is me taking over people's screens during football season saying, watch the NFL on Paramount Plus on CBS.
It might be bigger now than ever, actually. People will be talking about it.
I mean, my thought is, wouldn't you want to keep them there for week one? Wouldn't you want to hear what a guy who's fresh off a DWI has to say?
Yeah, feed him a couple of drinks.
Buddy, he's showing up buzzed out. Yeah, I don't know. He was super nice when I met him. He was also hammered, but he was super nice when he was cranking some citrus Zins, and I go, oh, that's interesting. NFL QB got a little citrus to him.
So how was your time in Lollapalooza, right?
I went to Lollapalooza Music Festival. And if you're from the Midwest, obviously know about it. You know about the lore of the Naperville Kids, which might be the bane of America's existence. I honestly think we should deploy every Naperville kid in their, you know, old school Michael Jordan jersey in our wars. These motherfuckers have a hydro flask on, or they got like a camelback with God knows what in it. They have a t-shirt on. Jersey. They got the shaved head with the lettuce in the back, the flow, and some pit vipers. Dude, those guys are unstoppable. They're unstoppable. Send 1,000 of those guys to whoever we're beefing with next, and we'll win. They just swarm. It's one of those, it's like termites. Where there's one, there's thousands.
You're actually blowing my mind with the cowback backpacks. I mean,
if we had that idea back in college and stuff, I think I'd be dead.
Did we not?
Maybe I just didn't even realize that you could do that.
Yeah. Well, we would bring him to Coachella when we were in college, and like the move would be to mix it with like jungle juice, which is awful because you're like, I am so parched and dehydrated. And you're like, good thing I have a gallon of plastic vodka in my backpack. Well, the thing is like, and it's kind of like with any water bottle or hydro flask you use, the second you put anything in there that's not water, it's kind of forever tainted. Like you'll try to drink out of it in a month, even after you wash, and it's got a little bit of that, DWI to it.
Yeah.
But dude, these kids, like they just spawn. And it's like, God bless these kids for, you know, supporting and saying what up. And it was really nice. But like, you know, I was just in like such a corner, just hanging out, watching whatever DJ, you know, hat on, sunglasses on, just trying to enjoy the show. Not because I think of some guys like, yeah, I got to go hat, sunglass mode. I literally was just trying to enjoy the show. And then you just feel this tap on your shoulder and I turn around and you just see this guy like, yeah, Jeremy, chat, yeah, but chat. And then they would just like go back to the group and just tell them. And I mean, dude, if you looked at my tag photos on Instagram right now, it's just all Naperville kids. It's just, it's exactly what like, dude, they look like they were born in Fortnite. Like they have this Naperville skin to them. And I'm a Naperville kid, which is hilarious that like, you know, even I'm saying this, but like I'm a graduated Naperville kid, but golly, man, these kids, they're just in flocks. They're in flocks. Like people are just dressed up to get fucked up and watch music versus Coachella. They're like, this is my stylist for the day. This is my outfit for the day. These motherfuckers, you know, they put on a Timberwolves jersey and call it a day. But it felt like just a genuine, sincere festival. And I think that is very wholesome. And I really do enjoy the people of Chicago. They're very nice. And a lot of these hammered, you know, 16-year-old Naperville kids, for the most part, were very nice. And they're like, yo, sorry, I don't want to bother or whatever. But so some of them are just like dumb kids.
Where do you rank Chicago in like, in terms of like best cities?
I put Chicago as number one city in America.
Wow.
Absolutely. I think if I didn't do so much stand-up in Los Angeles and my parents didn't live so close to me, that's a city that if, you know, it was like, if there's a dope place and like there wasn't a tie to the podcast being here, really whatever, like for sure. It, you know what I love about it is all the side streets feel like parts of New York where it's like these kind of like these like walk-up type apartments type thing. And you can just, it's the city's so walkable and the people are very nice. It's Midwestern people are kind of awesome. They're just like even just like walking to get a coffee. You have that same feel of New York where you're walking, you're passing by people. You see people walking their dogs and you see people, you know, out with the stroller with like kids. You see a lot of families. And it's like the classic Midwestern couple. They met in college. They're still together. Like this is one of the most like Midwestern conversations I had. It's like, there was a guy walking by with his girlfriend. The guy's like, yo, what up, Trev? Can I? And the girlfriend goes, Robbie, let the man enjoy his weekend. Like, and he's like, oh, I'm sorry. I just want a photo. And then she's like, I'm sorry about him. Like, they're just hearing that girl go, Robbie. And I'm like, they're just chill people. They're just good, down-to-earth people. And I think it has everything and more that a major city wants. And, you know, some of my friends have apartments out there where their whole view is like the city skyline, but then you also see the water behind it, which is maybe Lake Michigan. And I just think that's such a sick view. I've always, like in my dream house, I want to see city views, but have like water, you know, maybe a creek or some shit. But yeah, oh yeah, great city. And I think if I was just like a finance bro or really just a guy who could find some type of work anywhere, I would for sure move there. Now, granted, I was there in the summer and the winters are probably a little different, a little more suicidal, but you know, I'm a sucker for being in a city for a week when it's nice weather and going, I would live here. I would live here. But it was just really beautiful out there. I'm trying to think what else happened. What is this?
So this is what me and Michael were talking about yesterday. Early research shows that erectile dysfunction drugs may help stop cancer from spreading. And my hypothetical
Pfizer?
Is... Pfizer? I didn't even realize that.
You didn't realize that Pfizer made this shit?
Well, it's any. It's like Viagra. I think they are Pfizer, Viagra. I didn't know that. That's actually funny that they put that on the pill. But my hypothetical is, are you taking one every day and having a boner for the rest of your life? Or are you do you just want to get cancer?
But how that stuff works, you only get boinged up if you're like aroused. So you just have to live a really boring life, but it could.
So pretty much you're living like you're a seventh grade boy.
Excuse me?
So
yes, yeah. Yeah, but I mean, but even in seventh grade, like, you get aroused without even thinking about it. You just walk past a grapefruit and be like, pipe.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough dilemma.
I mean, is it? Somebody's like, oh, wow, you're hard. You're like, yeah, I love Philly cheesesteaks. Like, leave me alone.
It's a good point. It's not rhino pills.
Right, right. I mean, there's people, dude, there's literally 6-year-olds that do this every single day.
6-year-olds?
And I would, 60.
Oh, yeah. So they, okay, I didn't ever know that you just take that, like, preemptively.
What do you mean? You can take it whenever.
Like, you take, yeah, I didn't know you take it whenever. I thought it was like, they were all.
I mean, you can, but, like, you are risking the fact that, like, a Carl's Jr. commercial might come on and you might be cooked. You know, and that's why I love Blue Chew Gold. 15 minutes or less. No, but I don't know. I don't. That is a risky thing to. It's also a pretty cocky thing to take. You're like, probably gonna hit tonight.
Yeah, I didn't know it was like that.
It so can be though.
Yeah.
What were you saying?
So something else that we talked about was Spider-Man. Are you interested in seeing Spider-Man?
No, I don't give a fuck. They're on their 19th Spider-Man. It's a grown man. Grown man, by the way, shooting webs out of his wrist. And we're supposed to be impressed. Give Spider-Man a fucking Glock. Give him an AK. Give him an M16. The problem is, it's Tom Holland. He's a hot guy, but he's like 5'7". So I'm like, for him to be doing all these Cirque du Soleil things, like, we need to stop remaking movies. We need to make more things. And if they want to put me in the next Spider-Man, I'm in. But for people to get excited for something where they already know what's going to happen, I'm just
That's a great point. When was the last time you did go see a superhero movie?
Bus Boys, starring Trevor Wallace. When was the last time I saw a superhero movie? I don't know. I genuinely don't know.
Wow, so you've like never seen Avengers or anything? That's pretty impressive.
I don't know what I have seen. I feel like I've been on my phone long enough where I've seen clips of it to its entirety.
With a guy explaining what's happening, like a TikTok.
Yeah, superhero movies do nothing for me. I'm just like, okay.
It's a great point.
I like The Incredibles because it's animated. So you're like, oh, it's a fun animated film. But now I'm watching like a real actor interact with Spider-Man. Like, that's normal. But when it's a cartoon, I'm like, oh, it's a cartoon. But when somebody's like, I'm Harvey Dent. No, I'm Clark Kent. I don't know.
I love this take. I love it.
Are you going to see it?
Yeah, I am going to see it tomorrow. This is what I told Michael. Tomorrow at 9 a.m. I'm seeing it.
9 a.m. you're seeing Spider-Man?
I'm a go to the movies alone in the morning guy. And
why are the movie theaters open before 4 p.m.?
Yeah, exactly. It's a cheat code.
So would you go to concession stand and be like, yeah, one large coffee, please?
No, that's where the scam comes in. I bring in my Wawa Super Melt and a coffee. And
You are watching a superhero save a city and you're reclining eating a Wawa Super Melt and you're like, this guy is fucking awesome. Listen, I'm sure it's a great film. I'm just trying to find the other perspective on it. But I'm like, it's just like at any point of our lifetime, you could say, are you going to see the new Spider-Man? And like, there will be a new one. So it's just lost its allure.
It's a great point. I actually just saw that. So the way Sony has rights to Spider-Man is they have to make a film every couple of years or they lose the rights.
So
we will get an unlimited amount of Spider-Man.
I don't know. It's just crazy. Is it too late to create a new superhero?
Great, great point. And I don't think it is.
There's Spider-Man. Where's Beetle-Man?
I actually think that's a
comic. Well, there's Beetlejuice, but like, I don't know. Like, is the only reason this franchise is still so big because it has nostalgia, because it got big when we were kids? Like, you're telling me we can't make a new, I don't fucking know.
You're right. You just have to play the long game. You would have to create these characters, wait 40 years. So there might be someone in like 40 years that gets like a superhero that gets big that we don't even know about.
I don't know. Give the Wiggles some superpower.
All right. Speaking of red things, this was the Sock Talk. Rank your top four red things.
Okay. Clifford, the big red dog. Red fire hydrants.
Red fire hydrants are actually very rare to find now.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Placebo effect. McDonald's French fries. The logo, the box.
The box.
And, cherries. Cherries.
So are
ice
you a...
out the fridge.
A dessert cherry or like the...
Fuck no.
The one with the nut in it.
No, I'm talking... The what in it? I'm talking off the stem. A cold cherry in the summer. Fuck.
It's like a grape. Are yours pitted? Are you getting the pitted ones?
No, I don't get the pitted ones, but you spit it out.
But the cherry to pit ratio is very, very little. It's almost like eating a rib. That's why I don't like ribs. There's too much bone on the rib.
Yeah, but it's an activity. It gives you something to do. It's like sunflower seeds.
It is. Yeah, that's a good point.
And I like a little bit of that. You spit it out. Pa-ding. Oh, I love it. I love a summertime cherry. Cherries are just fucking underrated. Cherry flavored candy, ass. But a cold cherry out the fridge in the summer, like it's crisp, it's tart, it's sweet, it's nut. But yeah, I don't know. Probably I miss strawberries. Strawberries are on there. Honorable mention, strawberries, red wagons, red lighters, red hats. No.
Wow, all the red things are kind of nostalgic. They don't really make red like that anymore.
Red 40.
Red 40. That was one of Michael's. Michael's was Code Red.
Mountain Dew Code Reds.
The red record button.
You mean the Guardians?
Yeah, the Guardians now, or the Commanders. And his last one was a red spank that he gives his significant other on the booty.
Give that boy a Pfizer pill. I do like this game. Next week we should do blue.
Yes.
It's funny that the first thing that most people think about when it comes to color is Gatorade. Because the first thing you said red, I associate with the red Gatorade. I go, I don't really like the red Gatorade.
Yeah, if you like the red Gatorade, you're a psychopath.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just too acidic. It tastes like there should be alcohol in it.
But you're a fruit punch Hawaiian guy, aren't you?
It's all right. I'll fuck with it. Okay. But it's not my go-to, but...
Are you rating Hawaiian Punch over Gatorade Red?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Tell me your top four again. Your final top four.
Clifford the Big Red Dog, Red Fire Hydrants, Cherries. Ooh, and like a red lipstick. Mm. One of these. Fuck.
Wow.
That shit's so good. Some people get it tattered on their neck.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, but you have a kiss your girlfriend and she goes, you got a little bit of red on your lips. And I go, keep it. I like, keep it on. That's the manliest way to ever have lipstick on. Are you wearing lipstick? Yeah, I made out with my girlfriend. What did you do? It's honestly chiller to have lipstick on than to not. If you put it on, that's a different story. But if it's leftovers, fuck. Bro, oh my God. I want to start leaving the house more often and be like, here, put some lipstick on. Just kiss my forehead.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Why not, bro?
I'm surprised, so, like, I wasn't doing that in, like, middle school to act like I made out with a girl.
I mean, honestly, I am surprised, too. But I think I tried to give myself fake hickeys multiple times in high school.
Oh, yeah, good point. Yeah, that was the big thing.
And then you draw the lips on in a red Sharpie.
Yeah, me and my boys would give each other hickeys just to say that we made out with other girls. All right,
you're like, wait, you're like, it's summertime. We don't even have school. Yeah, I got to go pretty soon, though.
All right, secret sock, quick one. It's from a woman that wants to stay anonymous. Why, when guys are about to nut, they start to go really hard?
You don't give up before the race is done. You run the fastest you've ever ran when you're within 10 yards of the finish line. What the fuck? You don't want to flag it in.
Yeah.
It's a Hail Mary pass and you want to catch it and walk in? Fuck no. It's adrenaline. Because you're building up for it.
Yeah, I don't know the science behind it, but it just has to happen that way.
It's weird if you don't. It's weird if you slow down beforehand. And you're like, it's like, did it happen? You're like, not yet. There it is. I would do that if I was in like a Mission Impossible movie, but like, you have to.
Yeah.
It's because that's like saying like, why have your grand finale of fireworks at the end of the fireworks? Like, you're not going to be like, in the last firework.
That's a great point.
Hard.
God knew what
grand
he was
finale.
Doing.
Grand finale. Correct. Guys, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Thank you for putting up with our remote pods as we've been traveling, but we love you and some really, really cool stuff coming out. We have a Guess Who coming out, I think tomorrow with Wiz Khalifa. It's a fucking idol of mine. Pretty goddamn cool. So we keep hoping to elevate the game and keep meeting you back here. Love you. I got an average old dick.